Morning, Alan. Morning, Marissa. Morning, Berna. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So, Carol, you're,
yes.
It came out in and out your vocal.
Oh, don't say that.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very clearly.
Oh, that's
Did that come through?
Okay. Yeah, a lot better.
Good morning, Ellen.
Oh no. Now Helen, you're cutting in and out on your vocals.
That would be a better connection than the phone.
Alan, you're garbling. Helen, give us a sound bite, honey. Let me hear you.
Excuse me.
You're crackling up at my end.
Was that mine that crackled or yours? Because you're clear now. Can you hear me? I'm going to leave, and I wonder if I should leave and come back. I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid I'll end the meeting. Is that me garbling? Can
right,
you hear me?
Sure.
Who's that? Marissa will sign back in. This is not good, guys. I don't know how to resolve this. I'm sorry.
Right now. You turned off the video.
Sorry, Helen. I can't hear a word you're saying. It's like it's all muffled.
That's what I'm getting
from Carol. Well, I'll turn off the video.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me clearly?
Integrated.
No.
I can hear you, but not clear, Carol.
No. How are we going to do this?
Helen just went out.
Okay, so I'm just going to say something. Is it coming through?
Now it is.
Barely, yeah.
Am I coming through? I took my video.
Yes, Ellen, yours is the same as mine, a little garbled.
The video's off. I don't know what else to do.
Okay, you sound good to me now, Helen.
I know what I'll do. Okay, I'm going to close that.
Okay.
I'm going to close some of these other.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Very clearly.
So, Carol.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Very clearly.
I hear my voice. I hear my voice after I talk.
We've got a time delay. On the audio.
Got it.
On the audio.
So what do we suggest?
I just changed my microphone and audio options. Does that improve anything?
Yes, you're very clear now.
Okay, so I switched to from the same system to microphone Realtek and speakers Realtek, which I think is a computer. Can I turn on the video?
So I took my photo off. And at least they can't see that I'm talking after I already talked.
I think we need to see you, Bernadette, even with the delay.
Okay, should we try again? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bernie.
I can hear you. I turned my back on. Can you hear me?
You're still muffled.
Let me video often. Okay.
Oh God.
Okay, we're getting close. We've got 5 minutes till 8:30.
Good morning, Janet.
Right now, our screen share is disabled. At some point, can that be enabled for me?
I don't know how.
Well, it's up to the host. I have the share screen button at the bottom, but it says host hasn't allowed this. Settings. Do you know how, Bernadette?
I do not know how, but if you try going to your share, who's the host?
Me, Carol.
Try going to your share screen, and if you tap on it, what does it say?
Mine says disabled share, host disabled attendee screen sharing.
But it might say something different for the host.
Share screen offers me.
Share screen offers me
a series of files to choose something from to share the screen, like a whiteboard, the membership report, anything I have open on my computer. It's offering me to share.
I did this once with Zach, and he had a way of giving me permission. It might be in a more global setting to allow participants to share their screens.
But I do not know how. I don't.
Let me see.
I'll go off quick and check and see if I can Google an information about how to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Settings.
Can you hear me while I'm on a different screen?
Yes, Janet, I hear you clearly.
Okay, so I'm looking at another screen where it says that if you hold your button over share screen, there should be sharing options.
Sharing options.
Right.
Right.
And then it says, all participants, okay. Surely there must be a way to.
Okay, I've changed the share to all participants.
The share to all participants.
Does that work, Helen?
Let me see what I've got. Share screen. Let me put this up. So, share screen.
It's 8:30.
That would have to be done by Carol to let you on. So Carol needs to do the select all participants.
I did. And then, under share screen.
Yeah, if you put your button over, hold yes. your, and it says advanced options.
Yes.
And then select all participants instead of just you.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's done.
Okay, Helen, can you get on now?
Yeah, her sheet is not shared.
Her sheet is not shared.
Okay. So I started being like it. It says, share screen. Okay. Window. Got that one open.
I think we need to start, people. Berna?
Good morning, everybody. I know some people are still connecting.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the New Mexico Support Society Annual General Meeting. And I'd like to be able to call this meeting to order. It is now 8:32.
It is now 8:32.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I know our audio, at least for board members, is fudgy. I'm sorry. We can't seem to clear it. And of course, Debbie's not on this call. So
everybody needs to else needs to mute.
Else needs to mute.
I can mute them. Okay, so we're all muted. All right. Welcome, everybody. The board of directors is here. I'm the secretary, Carol. May I introduce Bernadette, our president, and introduce Helen, our treasurer, introduce Shirley, our chancellor. And right now, that's your abbreviated board. So we'd be looking for a vice president. If anybody has an inclination to volunteer, we will treat you well. Bernadette, would you like to have a pause in remembrance of our absent members, please? Bernadette?
So I'd like to do a pause of remembrance for those who have passed in the last year to 2 years. We have Chris Abeta, who passed on 3/8 of 22. Victor De Severo, who passed on 7/6 of 21. Phyllis Hodge, who passed on 10/21 of 21. We have New Mexico State Poetry Society members, Barbara Dubois, on 11/20 of 2021. Elizabeth Raby on 12 of 21. And Doris J. Davis Covington on 2/16 of 22. She was also a past president. So although not all were society members, Phyllis and Victor were great supports and an inspiration for many poets and New Mexico State Poetry Society at our 2013 convention, the first one since 1981. I would love for all of you to give a moment of silence for those who have passed. Thank you. I would now like to give the president's report. Today we need as many diverse people in our corner as possible who know about our organization and are pumped to share our cause. Our group of engaged members are always ready to inspire, volunteer, and to give. Today, we would like to express our gratitude to outgoing board members. Scott Wiggerman, chair of the Albuquerque chapter, is an amazing board member who makes magic happen frequently. He is highly respected by the other members, and there has been often times where his voice has encouraged and motivated me to when I needed it the most. I remember when he first told me I had come out of the shadows. We are truly going to miss him. Outgoing member, Elise Stewart, chair of the River Poets chapter, has touched the hearts and minds of those who mean within her poetry world. It's no secret we have very hard jobs, but whether it is by taking a task off our plate or simply encouraging others, a high-functioning board is always there to support you through the most challenging times. Thank you for bringing a smile to everyone on the New Mexico State Poetry Society. It's always boosts our spirits when we need it most. Thank you.
Here.
Today, I also want to give a special thank you to our youth poet, Faith Pearson. You have been an inspiration to the youth, to those who will follow in your footsteps. Faith Pearson is a warm woman of humility, strong faith in God, and is full of love for everyone. She lives a life of service to the community, always believing there is more she can do. Faith joined us in 2011 at the age of 7. She is now 18 and a member of the National Honor Society School of Dreams. Her interests include guitar, which she has been on the All-Stars for the last 3 years. Her favorite poet is Shel Silverstein. Thank you, Faith, for sharing an opportunity to help young people share their talents and focus on the life of giving. I wanted to say a little poem since it was Faith's favorite poet from Shel Silverstein. It's called The Voice. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long, I feel that this is right for me. I know that this is wrong. No preacher, teacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside. Thank you very much.
Very nice. I didn't get to read my opening poem. Shall I do that now that the audio is better?
Absolutely, thank you.
It's very short. I hope it's a message, I believe it's a message of hope for all of us. It's called Arrivals. One by one, my dreams slide up, play out. The sentences I wrote 10,000 miles ago are now my life. I told someone, my ship may not have come in, but there's a lot of little rowboats bobbing at the pier. May all our hopes and wishes and dreams come true. Thank you. Good health to all. Helen, would you like to give the treasurer's report now, please? I have to unmute you, dear. There we go.
I'm unmuted.
There we go.
I'm going to turn off the video in case that improves the audio. And I'm going to see if I can share my screen. Home tab. Okay.
It's there. We've got your numbers, Helen. Great.
But she's muted.
She's muted again. Okay. I think when bringing the item up. There we go. Helen, are you there? Helen, can you unmute? Okay, let's go on to the next report and we'll bring Helen back after Shirley. Debbie was not able to attend, but she sent the membership report. I'm going to be sending that out to everybody so that you'll have numbers. Right now we're at 158 members. Shirley, would you like to read or give us your word, please?
That's fine, but if I see that Helen has come up on the video and she's not muted. Are you there, Helen? She's not. She's still looking at her numbers. Very well. Yes, I will. My job as chancellor is to represent the interests of the whole membership to the board, and also to ensure that we adhere to the constitutional and the constitutional advice that we have, and also to the integrity and basically the ethical principles of our society, our constitution, and also to those of the National Federation, of which we are a charter member. Or not a charter member, we were chartered as members of the Federation from the beginning. And this year, I had an unprecedented duty, and a sad duty, to expel a member of our society. There is a written report that gives you all of the outlines, but the gist of this was that a member had mounted attacks, not only against various members of the society, other officers and so on, and impugned their character and accuse them of wrongdoing. But that same person also attempted to dismantle our society and to withdraw it from the Federation. And so anyway, I had served as chancellor before. When this all came up and I found out about it, I was asked to step in and rectify it. I first went to the Federation legal counsel and president to, I wanted to make sure that they agreed with the actions I was going to take. I then arranged for an emergency meeting to be convened, and following the guidelines of our constitution and other resource material, we voted as a board to expel this member. And I will, I'm on here today because I think we have to record this for our own society, and it will also be forwarded to the National Federation at our June meeting with them, when the reports from each of the societies go in, the annual reports. And this is simply for the record. And so anyway, I'll leave it at that. The written part of it will be in notes, I believe, that Bernadette is going to hand out after this convention. There will be notes coming to you, and I think those include the annual reports of all of the other officers as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. Helen, can we go back to you? Are you in working order?
See what I'm hearing.
Are you in work?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. So our financial condition is good. We have adequate reserves to cover our budgeted deficits. Our fiscal year began September 1st, 2021. And for the year to date, as of March 31st, which is about 7 months, it's a little halfway through the year, our revenue expenses are close to budget with the exception of convention revenue. For the convention, we have 53 people paid. Unlike last year, the shortfall in convention registration is not fully offset by increased dues. We expect to miss the budgeted revenues and expenses for a slight loss rather than a profit. We budgeted for 4 contests this year, but we've only held 1 so far, and it was undersubscribed. The attached financial report shows the current fiscal year, and I've got the totals here. If you look at the magenta line at the bottom, we budgeted a loss. So far, we have a gain, but we're only halfway through the year. We probably have most of our income in, but not most of our expenses. If you go to this next group here, if you can see my cursor, this was the actual for the full year ending August 2021. And we budgeted for loss. We didn't lose as much as we budgeted to lose. And for the prior year ending August 2020, similar, we budgeted for loss. We lost less than we budgeted to lose. Here are the patterns that I see. It costs at least $2,000 to $3,000 per year to even have an organization, maintain the website, membership software, Zoom, National Federation dues and delegates, PO box, etc. $2,000 to $3,000 a year means 100 to 150 members. So that's about what we take in, and it pretty much pays to keep the lights on. We tend to plan and budget for more activities than we actually take on. We tend to plan for more income than we actually bring in. And while we budget for deficits, we do tend to lose less than we plan to lose. Our main sources of revenue are membership dues, convention, and contests. Historically, we have built reserves by hosting national conventions every few years. The profitability of these events has provided the financial cushion that keeps dues low while maintaining basic organizational services. These events require a great deal of effort by a small core of volunteers. It may not be realistic to expect this in the future. Therefore, I ask the members and the board to consider the question of our long-term viability. In other words, how much can we do with our current membership and dues income, given the cost of maintaining the organization? For now, our condition is good. Sorry. If you have comments or questions, my email address is treasurer@nmpoetry.com. Feel free to send me questions, comments. I have these this report in PDF. And just for the record, our financial position, we have a little over $15,000 in the bank at the end of this year. As you can see, at the end of last year, we had a bit, as of now, we have 15. The end of last year and the year before, we were in the $14,000 range. The year before that, we were a little higher. And the year before that, we were much lower. And that's because in between those two, we had the national convention. That is it for me. Thank you. And I will get out of here. Stop sharing.
Okay. Debbie was supposed to join us, but since she's unable, is that me breaking up?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody else just needs to mute.
Okay, is that better? Yes, great. I do apologize for technical difficulties. I feel like the old television with the lines across it, you know, the static is coming up. For Debbie, she wanted to give a report, and I've taken some of the highlights off of it. She mentions how improved the website is because now that it's through WordPress, it seems to be much more easy to handle. She has access to many, many forms, so we can create forms as needed, membership or anything. If you need something for your local chapter, we can probably create a form for you and get that to you. Just ask either secretary or webmaster, we'll come across with that. She's created so far contact forms, registrations, submission forms, meet our members' bios, links, and put photos up. The calendar is great. I want to recommend using the calendar, especially if you have regular chapter meetings. Log your chapter meetings on that calendar so that we can access them and see what's happening where. I've been sneaking up to Santa Fe on Zoom, and I've been sneaking over to River on Zoom and so on to show off my poetry and to be with the others. It is so wonderful to see people on it. I really encourage that you take advantage while we're doing Zoom. The other sections of development she's coming up with, there's going to be a help and an FAQ session, facts section, scheduled features like weekly or monthly prompts for poetry are coming, regular pieces written by members, interviews with well-known poets, member spotlight, videos of workshops, poetry readings, podcasts. We encourage members to create podcasts and get them online, and webmaster at nmpoetry.com can help you with that. And a forum for members to share poetry and share work with comment and discussion. She says the only limit we have is our imagination. So let's go for it, ladies and gentlemen. Shall we start, please, with the chair and chapter reports? I know, I don't think Zach is here, but I imagine he's probably replacing what little hair he has from pulling it out over this whole thing. Communications, is Janetta with us? Okay. And I've given the webmaster Albuquerque. Scott, where did you go? Oh, are you muted, honey? Excuse me for calling you honey.
That's okay. I lived in Texas for 35 years. I'm used to it.
Well, then it's honey.
The Albuquerque chapter this year focused on poetic forms. And that pretty much covered our entire year. So we covered everything from limericks to pantoums to haiku to sonnets, to guzzles, sestinas, and villanelles. So we covered a wide range of forms, the really simple ones and some very challenging ones. But I think it was a great year for that. We started the year trying not to do Zoom meetings and meet in person, and it was a little iffy. So we went to Zoom, and we're going to finish this season with Zoom. We're hoping in fall we start up with my new replacement, Janet Ruth, that she will be able to run things live again. So we'll hope for the best. Anyway, we've got one more meeting before the summer, and that is our May 14th meeting. That's going to be a showcase. And that will kind of be an open mic highlighting the 7 forms that we studied this year and the poems that people wrote based on those forms. That's it. Honey, you're muted.
I'm somewhere on the earth, I think. We'll continue with these. I see Janetta has just joined us. Can we hit you up after the chapter chairs have spoken? Because we've started with those already. So from Albuquerque, we go to Rio Grande, Valencia. Juan, where are you? There you are. You're muted, darling. There we go.
Still muted.
Juan, I'm hitting ask to unmute, but it's not working. Can you unmute yourself? Where'd she go? Okay, Quan, I'm not getting you. We'll come back to you if we may. Santa Fe Poetry, Charles Basia.
Thank you, Carol. Good to see you. We, like Scott, we tried to meet in person, but We've been on Zoom all year except for one meeting. We had a visitor of the Santa Fe Poet Laureate, Daryl Wellington, as our guest. And then there was another time when we met on Zoom, but we were using the website, and there was another state poetry meeting going at the same time. So we used private Zoom accounts. So there's been this kind of uncertainty around all the get-togethers, but I think it has made us feel, you know, technically competent at least. We've had a faithful group of attendees, and the best thing about Zoom is the wide range of visitors. We had visitors, of course, from India, Maryland, Colorado, California, and a rotating number of places. We are not planning to go to a live meeting anytime soon. I hope we get there by September, but you know, we have our fingers crossed. Thank you.
Very good, thank you. Okay, River Poets, Azima, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. We meet live outside at the Tranquil Buzz Coffee House twice a month. And we meet on the second Monday at 1 p.m. And at that meeting, we have a featured reader who reads from their work. And then for the rest of the time, we have anybody who wants to share anything they're working on. And we keep our meeting to an hour. So we try to not hang around all day, but it's lovely to be together. And we have regulars, you know, we have usually 6 to 10 people at the meeting. This the fourth Monday at one, we have, we write to prompts and then share with each other what we've written. That is really fun. And I found lately that that's the only writing I'm doing all month. I'm ashamed to say, but I'm at least glad that we have that. Lynn Zotalis is another member who's in River Poets. She was on here, but I guess she must have been having trouble with Zoom because she's gone now. But we now officially, thank you, Shirley, for your help with this. We are now officially a branch of the NMSPS. And we have 5 members, and that's with the help of 2 members who live in Truth or Consequences, who were in the same situation of not having enough members to be an official chapter, which is required 5. So there we are. We're all set up now. And in terms of other poetic events in Silver City, there are a few things. Now that the weather's getting warmer, Tranquil Buzz is now holding a monthly poetic event where there's one featured reader and then open mic. And there's another group called Poetry Bread, which is kind of a leftover from when we had slam poetry here in the olden days. and that meets irregularly, that's all I can say. An event is announced and people are invited to sign up to read and like that. And that happens. I think that's about it. I'm very happy to be connected with the State Society because I feel like New Mexico is a hotbed of poetry. Thank you.
Very good, thank you. Okay. I want to go back to Quan, but we show a muted phone on your logo. I don't know if that means your phone is hooked to the Zoom. Is it possible to switch to the computer audio? Because what shows with the line through it is a telephone receiver. And while you're doing that, we're going to keep on going. Janetta, may we have your communications chair report, please?
Certainly. Good morning, everyone. Apologies for a delay. All right, so I am your fairly new communications chair, and so I have spent a little time looking at what was before and then saying, okay, let's move forward and develop new and retain what really works. And so one of the items that everybody should have gotten a copy of in April or March, I'm sorry, March, April, yeah. What month is it? Or was the Voice of Enchantment a newsletter. So we have brought that forward. I encourage everyone to send me, send me your news. If you are a chapter chair or part of a chapter, or just have something exciting that you'd like to share, your poetry published somewhere, events that you know about that you'd like to put out there for all of New Mexico. You'll see some, the newsletter will be, there'll be some, changes here and there, but it'll have some standard areas that you'll always be able to find, the information that you need to know. We will also be sending out emails through MailChimp. So the newsletter is going to come out every other month, and then the month between, you'll get basically what I call a catch up or, important news, sort of a short and sweet e-blast, to to tell you the things that need to be told. We are also and have really pumped up the volume with our Facebook posts. We're also exploring some other avenues. I encourage, and I will, beat this drum. Facebook's is all about sharing. So if you've got a list of friends and neighbors and fellow poets and, or you're a published poet and you have your own Facebook page, then share our posts out there to the world. That's how we get noticed. Let's see. I created a media release for this convention, and it went out to all of our leaders because while I sent it out to the various chapters and channels and things like that, I also believe I don't know everybody in the world. So, we all work together to get this out there. So, again, if you have a contact, hot lead, please send it to me. Or, if it's private, I'm okay with that. You just tell me, I'll send you the press release, okay? My email is communications@nmpoetry.com. Very easy. I did take a look, for instance, in our Facebook, I have all the answers. Now I'm able to see what the stats are. And in the past month or two, we have gone way up, 45.9% reach. So that's good. That's some really good, hot activity. And basically plans are to continue developing. I really want to get more from, talking with all of our chapter leads and developing your section of a newsletter so that we can sit there and say, hey, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be here, you're going to be doing that, and your poets are featured here, that kind of thing. So again, more publicity, always think publicity. Also adding some more live and live events and video, YouTube channel, things like that. I know the Santa Fe Poets have a YouTube channel, we may be building off of that. Also, I believe in a good, we have this wonderful, hey, if you're under 22, which, I just became 23, sadly, but you're a member for free. So those who have grandchildren, nieces, nephews, hey, kids around the block, just get the news out. Kids love of all ages, from a 3-year-old putting their first little drawings in a poetic form. let's get some kids on board, have members, have them be part of this, because they're the ones who are going to be running this in 20, 30 years. So let's get them started early. But that's it.
Sounds great. Janetta, thank you so much. All right, and next we have, let me just look at the, make sure I'm including everybody, sorry. Rio Grande Valencia, finally. Quan, you're with us.
I had computer difficulties and was on the phone, and then I had phone difficulties, and now there's two of me, and I have no idea where that picture,
right back.
Picture on the bottom came from. So I'm here, and you can hear me. Yes. So last year we did two ekphrastic poetry trips up to Santa Fe. And those are lovely road trips. And then in April, we did a trip down to Black Cats to visit Carol and her group. And that was great fun in TRC. Some of us had soaks and stayed over. And that was it. That was it. We met every month, and we usually decide on a theme. And we meet the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. and have a small group. And we usually are going to probably continue to meet from Zoom, because we've got a couple of people with health issues, not liking to drive at night and not feeling comfortable going out because of X, Y, and Z immune deficiencies. I mean, fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. So an older group with a couple of grandkids involved to keep the numbers up for RGV. And that's it. A couple of volunteers, some visitors. Carol's joined us, and Mark Fleischer from Albuquerque's joined us. And so that's always fun. And that's basically it. That's my report.
Very good. Thank you so much, Juan. It's wonderful to hear the activity and how we are spreading the word. We're a pretty quiet group, but we're getting around and we're making it known. And today's going to be spectacular. From all that I can see on the agenda, we have covered all the topics. If anyone has something to add, or if some of the people who haven't spoken would like to give us ideas and comments, we sure appreciate hearing them. We have time. Andy?
When you mentioned Elizabeth Raby earlier in the memorials, I was looking through my journal because I had just, I think last night or the night before, come across something I'd written in November 26, 2021. And it says, then I read Elizabeth Raby's Ink on Snow collection of poems and noticed parallels in her observations of nature and the brokenness of our world. How a flicker or a frog can bring us back from the brink of despair. She also confronts loss and aging and celebrates women's strength and independence, even as she honors her own long marriage. I wonder how she and Jim are faring in Prescott, Arizona. I imagine she misses Santa Fe, their home of so many years. I hope she's still writing. Undoubtedly, the Trump era would have given Jim plenty of material for his biting political wit. Are they in their late 80s now?
Blessed be. How wonderful. Anyone else have something to add? Thank you so much for that memorial. Shirley, I'm sorry. Hi. Unmute, honey.
Carol, it looks like Debbie might be here now, too. Yeah,
Debbie's here, right. See if she wants to speak in a minute.
Okay. I see that that Sylvia Ramos-Cruz is online, too. And at our last meeting, Sylvia mentioned something to me. She said we should be telling our members a little bit more about how we benefit from being members of the National Federation. And I want you to know, Sylvia, that I've written one article for our Language of Enchantment that was about why I enjoy being in the society. I do plan to write another one for the for the benefit that we have from being in a federation. But going back to what I said in my report, we drew on the resources of the federation
to help us solve the problem that we had before. I don't know how many other people are able to call up legal counsel and get a free advice from them on how to proceed. So anyway, I hope to get that into Janetta for the next newsletter at, or one very soon. And right now, I will say that the Federation is in the process of judging all of the thousands of entries that went in for their annual contests. And so anyway, it shouldn't be long before we have some exciting news. I hope there have been a lot of New Mexicans who have entered those contests. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Shirley, for following up on that. I appreciate it. I agree with you that having a big organization backing you is a good idea. But sometimes I have not seen the benefit otherwise. I never get a notice about when the contest is coming up. And sadly, I'm so busy, I don't always get to the newsletter or to the website or whatever. If there were a little email that got sent by to the members, or even whatever that publication that the National Federation puts out, if we were able to get that, you know, that paper publication, I forget what it's called, but you know, the one that lists all the contests.
The trophies,
right. I thought as members, we would get that, but we don't.
Can I make a comment?
I do. Sylvia, would other people please mute for a minute, because I'm getting. You're muted, Shirley.
Can I say something about the National Federation? I'm not sure how long ago the State Society changed its annual dues bill. It used to be renewals were all as of November 1st or December 1st. And at some point in the past, we changed that your dues paid as of the first of the following month. So if I joined May 1st last year, or April 1st last year, I was a member from April 1st to April 1st. However, I don't think the National Federation knew I belonged until the January 15th report that was just filed in February this year. And that is updated as of March 15th. So people who were on our rolls as of January 15th were sent to the Federation with dues as of January. Between April or May of last year and this February, when they possibly got the update, and they're not fast at moving based on how slowly the deposits are checked. I have a feeling that I really didn't exist for them for the first 8 or 9 months of my membership. I think that is a problem. I'm speculating on this because I don't know their processes that well, but I don't see how they would have known I existed before the report that I just filed. And that would be true for many people who are on a billing cycle other than the November or December, which possibly was designed in the first place so that our people would be registered with the Federation shortly after joining. I'm just putting that out there as something for us to look at and investigate further.
But I have been a member for over, I don't know, Shirley must know, 20 years, Shirley, a very long time. So I don't know why they wouldn't know that I am here. So anyway.
I think I can answer some of those questions. Well, I'm getting feedback a bit. Okay, can you all hear me now? All right, it doesn't matter. Okay, we send in a membership list to the Federation once a year. And that's really all that's necessary for the Federation to know this, to know that we are members. And that is the reason for that is because you have to be a member to enter certain contests in their big annual contest thing. Now, that, you know, that's, they really don't need to know the rest of the year that we are members. It's enough for our society to know that we're members. So when you realize that the Federation has about 4,000 members nationwide, you know why they're not going to be checking up on individuals, except for when they enter contests. And the other contests that are available during the year, very few of them actually require membership. I mean, you have the Blackberry Peach thing, the Stevens competition, there's a college competition, and all those, they do not require membership. So that's a thing that you need not worry about, Helen. And the Strophes is is the national newspaper. It comes out quarterly. It is on a pretty rigid schedule, and you can access it very easily by going either, I think we have a link for it. Debbie can tell me if we do. I think we have a link on our website to it, but if you can't get it that way, you just go to nfsps.com, and it is one of the tabs on the left-hand side.
I want to say that the fact that I joined and had no knowledge about the National Federation my first year, yes, if I'd been around 5 or 10 or 20 years, it would be old school to me, but I was a brand new member. I had no access to, knowledge of, or contact with the National Federation, their contests, or anything else. Because they never said, hi, welcome, Helen. Here are some things you might want to check out. Nothing. If I didn't go there, which I didn't, that wasn't really available to me. So I think this is an issue for the board to look at ongoing.
I agree with you, Helen, and with you, Sylvia. I see you nodding your head too. And I think, yeah, I think this is something that we should take on. I could help, I think, in that because of my connections with the Federation, and because it's probably, maybe that's another duty that that we should be putting in the chancellor's box or something, because, you know, that is something that I agree with you. We need to do something more with that. And we can discuss those ideas later on. There are ways to do it. And thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Helen, for your input on that so that we can rectify that. Oh, by the way, our website has a little suggestion box on it now that you can make suggestions like this. So can any other members. And this gives everybody in our society a more of a voice right to the board. So please think about that.
This is Janet. I had one comment sort of about this same subject. It sounds like there's kind of two steps, two levels of things we could approach on this in the future. I think somebody else needs to do mute because I'm getting some feedback. Like 30 seconds afterwards. It's weird. One is to go to the Federation and talk to them about ways that we can get things to us from them directly, like both Andy and Sylvia had suggested. But in the meantime, what we can also do is have, for example, when the quarterly Strophe comes out, which should come to us directly, but it doesn't always, get Janetta to include it in whatever is the next newsletter so that there's a link in there that so that people could go to that, since that's one of the things. I know what Sylvia means, you know, when you're so busy, sometimes you just don't remember to go and look on the website for something, even though it's easy to find there. And so if Janetta could have included in whichever is the next newsletter that comes out after a quarterly Strophe comes out, then people could at least click on that link and go read it. And I know, I think Shirley asked, I think the last time I looked, there was a link on our website to that strophe as well. But of course, again, that's is the sort of the I'm so busy, I never get around to going to the website. So the newsletter, which pops up on your email, and you got to either read it or delete it, at least then you don't have any excuse. If you can't find it, then you're too busy.
Speaking into that, number one, the newsletter, the first one I just put out, did have a list of events, including the Federation events coming up. So there's the list of New Mexico, our events, and a list of the Federation events. So that does. Now, also, the website has that. If you want to, you know, I am getting emails from the Federation now. And so I am fine with putting a link to that in also. But quite frankly, there are about three different ways that, you know, anybody can access this information, including going to their website. And I have no idea, because I have nothing to do with the Federation, but you know, I think it's something that somebody could say to the Federation, hey, we have members who want to know more about what you do. And then they bump up their information on their website and things like that. But I think on our side, for instance, what Shirley talks about, her reasons for being and what she gets out of the Federation is really splendid. And we can, if we need to put a bullet point, boom, 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 here's why we do what we do, or this is what they do. That's good. We can add that information. Definitely.
I'd like to ask a question, please.
Sure.
I've been a member of the National Portrait Society for more than 25 years. And when I first started out back in the 90s, they used to automatically send the quarterly newsletter to us in the mail. And then suddenly it stopped. I'm wondering if, because I haven't been actively doing stuff with you all, if anyone knows why they stopped doing it. And if it's possible to connect with them again so that I could possibly get the newsletter again. Yes. Shirley, the reason
that they stopped doing that is it was just too expensive. Mailing 4,000 newsletters that had sometimes stretched to 6 or 8 pages and paying U.S. postage on them, even bulk rate, was more than made sense. And so anyway, that full newsletter is available online now, but, you know, it's not printed anymore. They used to take it to a and have it done. And that it's no longer printed because the costs were just too much.
Okay, where can I get the link?
Right here, just go to, on your Google search, go to NF, as in Frank, SPS.com, and it will take you to the National Federation website. And on their homepage, there is a column on the left, and it says strophes. Click on that, and it will take you directly to it. And it has up there not only the current issue, but all of the archive issues.
Okay, so then you can request that it be sent to you via email?
No, but what you can do is if you go there, if you wanted to, you could download the thing and print it out for yourself.
Okay, thank you.
I think there's a little confusion, or at least I'm confused. I have not received an email with the newsletter for NMSPS. So I'm not sure if it went out already, because I'm pretty careful about looking even in the junk box, because mm-hmm. stuff gets in there all the time.
What I'll need to know is, so basically we use a database. So everyone who's a member is in the database. And so I use that, and I say attach or send out to all members or all emails in that database. So what we'll have to look at is to see if perhaps your email is in the database wrong. Do you get other emails from us?
I'm not getting any emails from the Portrait Society other than an acknowledgement of paying my dues. That is the only thing. And I pay my dues every year.
Okay.
And but I don't get any emails and okay. I get an acknowledgement. That's why you allowed me to register today, because I am a member. But right. I don't get any emails. I hear what you're saying, that you're sending emails, but something's not right then, because yeah. I'm not getting any emails, and I haven't gotten any emails from the Poetry Society for quite a while. So something's not right.
Teresa?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Debbie. You got the email to get this Zoom link, didn't you?
I did. You're right. Yes.
And that is exactly the same place that the newsletter came from, and...
I know, but I haven't got that. Why would I lie to you about it? I haven't got it.
I'm not saying, I didn't say you were lying.
No, I did get this one because okay. you allowed me to register. But that's because I pay anytime I pay you money, I get a response. But
yeah, let me explain that.
Otherwise, all I'm saying to you is otherwise I'm not getting them, okay?
Okay. Well, always check your spam folder.
I do. Okay. I do. And okay. it's not in spam.
I don't know why that didn't get to you then, because it's the same.
Yeah, that to me is quite weird.
The same program that's sending it out. But there's two different things. The emails that you get about paying your dues and that kind, and whether you're going to expire and all that, that comes from the website. This other thing comes from MailChimp, like the newsletter, the Zoom link information and all of that. So it's two different senders, and I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. Well, then that explains why I'm not getting the other one, because I'm getting the ones where I pay.
Okay.
What we can do, what I usually recommend is you can email me. I'm going to put my email down here in the chat box. Email me. And also Debbie would be great, because she has it in the website, but we can also double check to make sure in MailChimp that your correct email address is in MailChimp, which is the where the emails like newsletters and announcements and things like that are coming from. So let me put my if you are not or have not received and you've checked your spam and everything else, or even if you don't want to go to that much work, just email it to me and we'll double check. And that way we can double check and make sure. I can send them out individually. And then you can respond and let me know that you've got it, so that we can, because we want you to get all the news. It's important, you know. So let me go there. So that's an email. You can click on that and use that to send me the email that you check most. Because if you have several emails, which one did you use to sign up? And is that one that, has 3,000 emails in that box full of, that you don't look at anymore and things like that. So we'll work on this, but it's good to know, and we need to work on it. We will.
The MailChimp email is the same as the email that you gave when you became a member or updated when you changed it. So if you did change your email, then please let me know, because I have to update the member list. Otherwise it will just keep overwriting the MailChimp email database.
Here's the link. Everybody can actually just click on and go to, if you go into the Facebook, you can go into that. You can see it in there, but otherwise you can click on this link right now and just go directly and read the email. Oh, hold on just a minute, I gotta get the right one. It's also on the website. There's a link on the website telling you, you can go here and find the, there you go. To the directly to a web page, and then you'll click here to download the newsletter. And it'll open it up. You can read it right there on your browser, or you can download it to your computer, or you can print it if you like.
Okay, having said that, we're close on our closing time, and we do have to terminate the meeting as much as we can because we have to get ready for the convention. For those of you participating in that, it's another step. Clear the screen and call us up again and start over. Everyone, have a wonderful, happy holiday here today, tomorrow. Enjoy your time. Enjoy the convention. Bernadette, please close us out.
Yes, I would like to officially adjourn the meeting. And thank you. Please have fun this afternoon. It's going to be a great event.
Bye-bye. Just in time, the audio is going. Bye.